Welcome to the podcast.
Three uncles in a basement.
Three uncles in the basement podcast.
Take it away, Billy.
Welcome back to another episode of Three Uncles in a Basement.
Once again with two uncles.
It's a couples edition.
It's couples edition, couples therapy.
Couples therapy.
We're sitting in what could be our new studio if the other one gets a license and starts driving himself over here.
Which is not going to happen.
Your mom's not going to let it happen.
Yeah,
she's going to stop him from coming over.
Then be like, just pay for an Uber for him to get here.
Exactly.
Friday, I had plans to go out.
Get your story straight.
I had plans to go out for dinner with one of my friends. So, and whatever, Robin had nothing to do in the evening, and he was like, oh, maybe I'll just go record an episode with Rodvir instead. So he decided to go do that, so he went to my house.
And, yeah, so when she says go over, it's her parents' house.
Yeah, I think they get that.
I don't know if they know that.
Anyways, so he decided to go to my parents' house to go record, and I went out with my friend. And then I got in trouble from my parents for going out with a friend and not coming over with Robin. And they were even like, oh, what time did you even get home? Like, as if I have some kind of curfew. And I was home before he was home. It was so ridiculous. And they acted like I shouldn't have friends and I shouldn't go out and I should just be tied to the hip of Robin and just go wherever he goes.
Once a girl gets married, she is supposed to denounce all worldly pleasures and just serve her in-laws and the new family. So by having friends and going out on a Friday night, you are flying in the face of tradition. Hence the upsetness from your parents.
It was so stupid. Like, if you want to go over, you can. Doesn't mean I have to go over. And I was just there the day before. Literally, I spent so many hours there. So why would I come over again the next day? It's ridiculous.
It is pretty weird.
It's weird. Like, who does that?
So dumb.
Like, they were so annoyed that I didn't come over. Like, hello, I have a life.
I don't know if that would happen with my sister, though.
It wouldn't, but then also your brother-in-law wouldn't come over without her.
Hypothetically speaking.
It just would never happen.
Hypothetically speaking, I don't think that would. My dad probably wouldn't do it, but my mom might.
Like, say something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I guess.
Yeah.
But see, you go over without me. Like, that's not the first time you've gone over without me.
Okay, well, the first time you were in Miami.
Yeah.
So they weren't expecting you to fly in from Miami just to go over with me.
But I'm just saying, like, it's a thing. Like, you might go over and hang out with Rajvir. Like, that's not weird.
No, it's not.
It's a normal thing.
It's a normal thing.
Whereas if someone else is...
Which your sister finds weird.
Yeah, because, like, even Sunny, he wouldn't go over.
That's not saying much.
Without Sim, so... Yeah, but I feel like most people, like, you wouldn't expect, like... your son-in-law to come over without the daughter. Like, it's, unless you're very comfortable with the family, then.
Which I am.
Yeah, which you are.
Shouldn't this be a positive? Like, your daughter has a life, and yet our son-in-law still feels comfortable enough to come hang out with us.
Not in this household.
You mean that household?
Yeah, not in that household. Yeah.
You see, the thing that girls are told is you can do whatever you want when you go to your house.
So shouldn't I be able to do whatever I want?
Meaning, like, the in-laws' house.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, you can do whatever you want when you go to that house.
Yeah, they always say, your
parents are still trying to micromanage your life from their house.
That's so stupid. That's, like, some next level of control. Because, yeah, they always say, oh, once you're married, you can do whatever you want. Okay, well, I'm trying.
Question becomes, when should parents stop enforcing a curfew on their daughters?
When they're 20.
20?
Yeah. You're thinking about this so hard.
I'm thinking about it. 20.
When you were 20, would you go out with your friends and stay out late? Like, how late?
I don't know. 11, 12?
Oh, okay.
2 or 3 o'clock. That happened much later.
Okay.
That happened much later. Okay. Well, then the question becomes, what's a fair curfew?
I feel like, you should be able to stay out till midnight and then...
If you're 20,
Yeah.
Guy or girl, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
You should be able to stay out until about midnight.
Yeah. But then, yeah, like, I'm trying to think. Like, I think when I was, like, 23, that's when I started staying out till, like, 2, 3 a.m. sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you getting in shit? Yes, you were.
I was at first, and then they just stopped saying anything to me.
So how do you get them to stop saying stuff to you now?
I just don't talk to them. Don't pick up their phone call. See, this is my mistake. If I didn't pick up that phone call yesterday, I wouldn't have gotten in trouble, because, yeah.
But the thing is, they disguise the phone calls. So, okay.
It's real mind games being played around here.
So that probably wasn't your dad calling. It was actually your mom orchestrating the call.
Yeah, because I could hear her in the background saying stuff
so
to him.
He was passing on a message from her to you.
He's just a puppet in all this.
She's a puppet master pulling his strings, and he dances the way she wants him to dance.
It's just her world, and we're all living in it.
We're all living.
I feel like there's something else you want to talk about. Oh, did you want to do our evaluation?
Since we're at the
six month mark,
it's time that we kind of grade each other on our performances.
It's mid-year performance evaluations.
And based on this, we'll see what the future prospects look like and if we'll be renewing our contracts at the 1 year mark.
So we have four categories that we're going to grade each other on. So we're going to do it each category out of 10. And
we thought there'd be more, but it took half an hour just to come up with these four.
So yeah, we'll give each other a grading out of 10, and then also just like some general feedback in each area, right? Do you want? So we'll start with communication. Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
I go first. Okay. For communication, I give you a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
So a very good score.
Yes.
Yeah.
That has been my strong suit throughout my life on this planet.
You're a very good communicator. You're very direct, to the point. You just very openly say what's on your mind, which is helpful. And the only reason I give you one like point less is that like if there's something that I want to talk about that you don't want to talk about, you just like get very quiet.
What?
Yeah.
When?
Like this morning when I want to talk about the washroom.
That's because we've talked about that and you know what the solution is.
Yeah, but like it was like just no discussion took
because
place.
There nothing has changed in terms of the situation.
Yeah, but like we could have talked about it. You were just not wanting to talk about it.
Okay, we'll come back to this exact topic at the end of this grading.
But otherwise, yeah, it's helpful that I don't have to guess your feelings because you just say what they are. So.
It just makes life easier.
Good job. Yeah.
Okay, so communication for you.
This is not my strong suit. It's going to be so bad.
I'm going to say it's a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
It's actually come up.
It's got better?
Yeah. Okay. Over the last 4 years. It was at like a 4.5, 5, and it's at a 7 right now.
Oh, that's good. Right? I'm improving.
You're improving.
Yeah.
Because earlier, you just wouldn't share anything that was bothering you.
Yeah.
And that's why it seemed like everything was rosy all the time.
I don't like to talk about my feelings.
Yeah. But the thing is...
Yeah, you have to, I know.
It makes for a healthier relationship when you're like me and just say stuff. Mm-hmm. You're doing that now.
Yeah.
You've gotten much better at it.
Yeah.
But we still have some ways to go.
Yeah. Like, I'm not as good at it as you are.
You've gotten better.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
But
that's good. Yeah.
You know, you're not. Yeah, but then, like, and there's times where I know what the problem is.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what the problem is.
Yeah,
and you'll be like, no. But in fact, it is what I'm thinking that is the problem.
Yeah.
So once we can bridge that gap, I'll regrade.
Okay, that's fair.
Next on the list is helpfulness.
Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay, I give you a 7 out of 10 on helpfulness because you do things sometimes, but like I do more things, obviously, that goes without saying. But then the thing is with you, like I have to tell you, like, can you wash these dishes? Like you just, if you see the sink is full of dishes, you're not going to wash it. You'll just go about your day like nothing. And then like I have to tell you, do this, do that, and then you'll do it, right? In fairness, you will do it. You just lack like initiative, like
lack
you,
motivation.
It's initiative. You don't want to go ahead and like you want to be told to do something. You don't want to just do it.
But that's me with most things, like most things in life. If I didn't meet you,
yeah,
I wouldn't do anything.
But how would you live? Like
I don't know. Even with all the business plan and everything, I want to do it.
Yeah,
I just need that push to actually get it done.
Yeah,
like this weekend.
Yeah,
right. And now since you apply that pressure,
yeah,
I imagine taking the effort to actually sit down and do the planning and figure out the next steps so we can get to our next goals and achieve them. And, you know, make some progress.
Yeah, I mean, you do it. You just need to be like, yeah, pushed.
Yeah, I need a little bit of prodding.
Yeah.
I would actually say that 7 is probably a little high.
Yeah, I was being nice.
You're being nice. Yeah. I would say it's at about a 6. The reason being because the nature of my job.
Yeah, I get it. Like you're busier than I am, so you can't always do things.
Yeah.
But even when you're home, you don't do things.
Yeah.
So,
and also my schedule now has been much more accommodating.
Yeah.
So technically I should be helping more, but it's just easier to sit on the couch and say, can I get a fork?
That's true.
Okay. For you on the helpfulness scale.
Yeah.
I said 8.5 out of 10.
It should be a 10 out of 10.
It actually should be a 9. I'll up it to a 9.
Because
you do a phenomenal job of just doing everything, right?
You're welcome.
Just everything.
Yeah.
A little bit of ask, fucking done.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't have to ask twice. Thumbs up.
There you go.
Kudos. I took the point off because when you wash dishes,
yeah,
you leave a guck in the sink and don't wipe
it. I don't like cleaning it.
That's the only reason why I didn't give you 10 out of 10.
I cleaned it today.
I don't know. Maybe you did. I don't know.
I did. But I don't always clean it because it's gross.
You literally have to take the screen.
I don't like touching it.
You're not touching the leftover food. Just picking up a screen from a metal part.
But then sometimes when I come home, you gotta like bang it. Just...
Like, I'll show you a trick.
Okay.
Bang out as much as you can into the garbage.
Yeah.
And whatever it doesn't come out,
mm-hmm.
turn it upside down and put water on it.
Okay.
And it'll fall into the sink.
We need that grindy thingy. Where just...
Next house.
Okay.
Also, I haven't seen those in Canada. I've seen those in the States at people's houses.
They have them here. I'm pretty sure we have the one at my house. We just don't use it.
You just need like one auntie who doesn't know that's a grindy thing. And
puts her my God.
Puts her hand down there.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah. Okay. Next we have supportiveness.
Yes.
This is kind of general, but it like any sort of supportiveness. Huh? Like this is like any sort of supportiveness, emotional support or whatever, right? So I give you a 10 out of 10 for this one because you're very supportive and understanding, and usually you're just like anything I say, you're just very like do it, you know?
Yeah, it's because you're not like how girls are portrayed in society, like unrealistic, unreasonable and stubborn.
Yeah.
I'm sure those goals exist.
Yeah.
You're just not like that.
Yeah.
So it's easy to be supportive for things that you want to do because you're a rational, reasonable person.
I'm not doing like ridiculous things.
Yeah.
So that one was easy.
I also gave you a 10 out of 10.
Oh, thank you.
Because I could basically say, let's go rob a bank. You'll be like, yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's do it right now. Which one? Do you want me to go in? Do you want me to drive?
It's always down for a good time.
Okay. I'm always down for a good time. Which also, however, is a little detrimental because if we're always supporting each other, we're also supporting each other on bad ideas.
We do enable each other.
We do enable each other.
With not
like
eating.
Last week, we spent the entire week eating McDonald's.
Yeah.
When we're supposed to be working out and going to the gym, which we do.
Yeah, we do. No, we usually are really good. It's just the last 2 weeks have been like weird weeks for us.
Yeah.
But yeah, we like if it comes to like shitty eating, we do enable each other and we both just end up eating not so great.
What's for dinner tonight?
Shut up. You're having khichdi, so apparently.
Well, after that.
We'll talk about it.
And the last thing on the list?
Patience.
Patience level.
Okay. So I give you a 7 out of 10 for patience.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you are impatient.
Yes.
Not usually with me, though. Just like with like life situations, you get impatient. And
because I'm 35.
Okay.
Closer to 50.
So sometimes you get annoyed by things, but that's normal, though. And so when, like, you know, when I get mad at you about something or annoyed, and then you get mad because I'm mad, that also I kind of put in this category because, like, yeah. You're like frustrated, like, you're impatient about like the angriness.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't just get angry every time I'm angry. It's just not.
Because that's not your role. That's my role. You're my emotional support animal. Not the other way around.
But sometimes I have emotions too.
Oh, no, you can't. This is a one-way street. No two-way traffic allowed.
But yeah, that's why I give you a 7.
Yeah, I gave you an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, okay.
Just because you asked for a separate washroom tonight, or this morning, and I took off, took off 2 points.
That's so rude. Excuse you.
It's because we've discussed that issue before, right? So
I was just annoyed because, like, now it was like twice in like 2 days where I had to wait for the washroom in the morning.
The first day, that makes sense. I fully understand that frustration.
Yes.
Because you had work.
Yeah.
Today, you were lying around in bed.
Yeah, but then I, like...
This one was not as easy to understand. 2 days ago, fully on your side. Makes sense.
But see, if it happens once, it's a one-time thing, no big deal. But now it's like it happened again.
But, okay. Only happened on Fridays because she didn't have work on Friday.
Yeah.
That's the thing. How often does it happen?
Not right now, but, like, she's going to retire.
In 3 years. And by that
not
time...
Not in 3 years. She
5 years. She's 60.
She's not 60. Is your mom 60? Your mom's not 60, Robin.
Oh, shit. She's 64. Oh, fuck. They take care of themselves. Nobody wants to. They look 50.
Your mom retires next year.
Wow.
So, me and her are going to have some bathroom problems, okay?
I mean, if that's the only issue you have with your mother-in-law...
It's not bad.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
What if Rajver gets a wife?
He should just leave. I just can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So far, 6 months have been pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a good 6 months.
Do it again.
Do it again. Oh, my God.
Are you down for what Gore do when they renew their vows?
Oh, like the ceremony thing?
Yeah.
Like, eventually.
I would want to do that. Like 5 years.
In 5 years.
Yeah, because I couldn't... Fuck, like, I'm not a girl, but this is going to sound very girly.
Yeah.
Girly.
You wanted the wedding of your dreams.
I wanted the wedding of my dreams, which I didn't get because of budgetary constraints.
Okay. I didn't get the wedding of my dreams.
Because you didn't have a wedding of your dreams.
Yeah, I wanted no wedding.
Exactly. I also wanted, like, no wedding.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If I was forced to have a wedding, I wanted the type of wedding that
yeah.
I had pictured in my mind.
Yeah.
But.
So if we do that in 5 years, I'm down.
Yeah.
You can plan it. Because if it's a wedding of your dreams, you should plan it.
Well, it's not, okay, don't make me seem like a girl here. I'm like, it's not like I'm picking up flowers and stuff. I just wanted things to be a bit more special, a bit more.
Like, yeah, there's certain like elements of it that you wanted to do differently.
Like the house we rented.
Yeah.
In Caledon.
Mm-hmm.
It did the job.
Yeah.
But it could have been better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But because of our budget, that was the cheapest option we found.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I wanted something nicer. I wanted something nicer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I always pictured myself coming to my wedding in a certain car.
Yeah.
I didn't even bother renting a car. So one of my sisters.
Yeah, yeah.
So, also the the reception venue.
Yeah.
It was fine. But I would...
You would have done differently.
I would have probably done like a ballroom downtown somewhere.
Yeah. Like at the... That would have been so much better.
Like the Royal York.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not picking all the fucking dresses and cakes and shit. I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah, it's just
like venues.
Yeah, like the bigger things.
The bigger things.
Yeah.
I also wanted a suit from Harry Rosen, but...
Yeah, next time.
Next time.
No, but if we do renew our vows...
How would we do it, though? Because there are no vows. Would we do the Anandakars again?
No, we wouldn't do that again.
And what do you do?
It would have to be like white people style. What else? Or basically, you're doing a 5-year like anniversary party. That's what it is then. Then you just get a hall and you do your entrance and that's it. But if we do that, then yeah, our parents aren't allowed to plan anything. Like, they have no say in this. Yeah.
Also very disappointed with our video.
Well, we were on a budget and we picked one of the cheap, like, he was literally so cheap.
Yeah, and the video looks like a behind the scenes of what happened at the wedding.
Right?
Exactly.
But you get what you pay for. Like, what do we, and we decided.
I wanted something that looked like it was, like, well-produced.
Yeah, I would have wanted that too, but, like.
Like, we don't need to see every little minute of every little.
Yeah, detail. Yeah.
Just, like, create a video that looks like it's well-produced.
Yeah.
Which summarizes.
Yeah, like, you want, like, more of the highlights versus every little thing. But the thing is, we decide, like, because we were on a budget, and we decided to spend more money on the photographer.
Which we're still waiting for. I haven't seen the photos
yet. But, like, from what we got from our issue, like, those pictures, they're gonna be worth it.
Those pictures are fine.
Yeah.
The video component.
Yeah.
Could have been different.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But.
And then the behind-the-scenes stuff, the raw footage, we'll take that just to keep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you want to see how much shugging somebody gave, you can...
You can rewind and slow down and watch. Exactly. So.
Like we did.
So ridiculous. Yeah. That'd be fun. We can do something.
So 5 years.
5 years. Cool.
Yeah. And what did I say that I was going to revisit after?
It was just a washroom thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not in the budget at the moment. I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
The issue is we do have multiple washrooms in this house.
Yeah.
It's just the master washroom, which is my parents' washroom, is a semi-storage unit.
Well, they don't use it. They don't use the washroom at all.
It's very easy. You just got to put a curtain up and it's functional.
Is that what? That's the issue?
We used to use it.
Oh, then I don't understand.
I don't understand why it's got stuff in it.
Like, clean it out.
The sink, the tub, the toilet, they get used. No, not the tub.
No, no one even uses the sink.
Really?
No one uses it. Okay, then you're the only one.
I don't even live in that bedroom. But the shower, it's a simple fix. Take some of that stuff out.
Yeah.
Throw out what's not needed.
It's all garbage, mostly.
Okay. And just put a curtain on.
There's your solution.
Yeah. You should bring this up
at the next
family meeting.
Okay, we don't have family meetings to begin with. That's too awkward for me to bring up. You would have to bring that up.
But see, the thing is, when I bring this kind of stuff up.
Yeah.
They know it's from you.
So I don't care. It's fine.
Which makes me feel awkward.
Why do you feel awkward?
I don't know. As direct as I am, sometimes I feel awkward. I'm direct when it comes to stuff that I want.
You want this too. You just don't know that you want this.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. This is what happens when you get married. You get told what to think.
So just sometimes. Not all the time. Yeah.
What else? This is your episode.
What?
This is your episode. You can talk about whatever you want.
This was your idea.
Yes, but it's for you. All the feminist ideas you want to discuss and problems you want to solve. Let's go.
Okay. Feminist topics.
I hate England now. I don't want to go to England.
Why?
After
the honor killing stuff?
After I watched that honor killing
video.
That
was so sad.
I just don't like England anymore.
Yeah.
England as a country did nothing.
Yeah.
It's those stupid brown people who.
But now that story has like ruined it for you.
But now that story is so like deeply ingrained in my mind.
Yeah.
I associate England with that, and which has turned me away from wanting to visit England.
Ugh. Yeah. What about that documentary we watched that we, like, I remember I was like, it's too sad. Let's turn it off.
To Kill a Tiger?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like a documentary. They did it in India, right? And it's like a small village in India, and they're. The story is about this 13-year-old girl who got raped by 3 men in the village. And then the father reported the case.
So the documentary is about the father's attempts at getting justice
for
his daughter.
But so what was so ridiculous, like the people in the village, they're like, oh, like she should just marry one of the rapists to like arrest. It's like, it's so shameful for her house that this happened, which is such backwards thinking. Like it makes no sense.
This is new to you.
Yeah.
But this is normal in that part of the world.
Yeah, but
it's not right. It's beyond fucked up.
Yeah.
It's so wrong.
Yeah.
But whereas it came as a shock to you,
yeah,
it wasn't a shock to me.
Because like you know that this stuff happens.
I wouldn't say I kind of know it, but it's once I heard it, I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. That's something that they would say.
Yeah.
It's stupid though. It's so wrong.
Yeah. But then see, that's why like in the documentary they show like this group of people that work like as advocates for people in these situations. So they're trying to like change the mindset and thinking and perspective of like the villagers. But that like, yeah, like I feel like if they're raised that way and that type of thinking is ingrained in them, it's so hard to change that way of thinking.
You're swimming upstream against a very, very strong current.
Yeah.
If you think you can go into a village in India and change that kind of thinking.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the men who were saying this. The women in the village were also on the same page.
But I was kind of thinking, are they just like, okay, yeah, they think this way, but had it been one of their daughters, would they have done the same? Like, would they have seen it the same? It's different when it happens to you sometimes, you know?
In these cases, not necessarily.
No.
No.
That's crazy.
In these cases, it takes a very special and strong person to actually fight against the norms of that society.
Yeah.
Because if somebody, if that had happened to somebody else's daughter.
Yeah.
And they had said, okay, we'll marry her off to one of the guys.
Yeah.
I would also say that that makes sense. Not that I'm agreeing with them. Mm-hmm. Makes sense as in like I would expect that kind of answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous. Because
first and foremost is mm-hmm. the honor of the family.
Yeah. That. Right?
So once a girl gets raped.
Yeah.
The honor of the family has been tarnished.
Yeah, that's right? How they see it. Yeah.
And if you can't get your daughter married off. Because in that society, people don't want to marry a girl who has been sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can't get the daughter married off, right?
Yeah.
Because nobody wants her.
Yeah.
Who's going to want her? The guy who raped her. So it's easier to say, marry her off to that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? Like, that's how they look at
that's
it. Yeah.
That's how they look at it.
Yeah.
And with that, they can say, oh, we got our daughter married off, and quote, unquote, the family's honor stays relatively intact
in their eyes. Which is ridiculous. But then even, so, like, the case is going to go to trial, whatever, or it did, we just didn't finish the documentary. And the three rapists, like, their lawyer was a woman, and she's defending them, and then, so they're interviewing her, and she's, like, basically blaming the 13-year-old. Did you hear that part?
Yeah.
She's like, what was she doing, you know, staying out late, like if her family left, she should have left with them. Like, and she's like, I'm sure like she's to blame as well. Like, really?
When you're a criminal defense lawyer.
Yeah.
You have to defend your client.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. whether you're a man or a woman,
uh-huh.
if you're taking that case, that it's not registering on your conscience at that level.
Mm-hmm. But the thing with that, a lawyer in particular annoyed me because she was like, I don't take cases unless I believe that my clients are innocent. So she just seems like a dumbass.
Yeah. And then that lady in the village was, you know, cut from the same cloth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saying she should be married off to one of the guys.
Yeah. It's just backwards thinking.
And this is one of the reasons why people don't want daughters.
Yeah.
Because they are afraid of this kind of stuff happening.
Yeah.
And I was joking. We were talking about the whole honor killing thing.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if I was talking to you or Rajveer.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, the Indian community is kind of for gay marriage. As much as they say we're against gay marriage and they're homophobic and against gay rights.
Yeah.
If you think about it, they're kind of supporting gay marriage because if you kill all the daughters and girls, who's going to marry the guys?
Yeah, just other guys.
Just other guys.
Yeah, that's so true.
In a roundabout way, they're promoting gay marriage.
Yeah.
So dumb.
So dumb.
I don't even know what they're doing. If there's no girls, how are you going to get sons?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Like, it just makes no sense. They just want, I don't know, it's weird. Like, they themselves don't want daughters, but they want other people to have daughters, like, so their sons have someone to marry. Like, it's so stupid.
And then so they can have grandsons.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole thing of, like, having a son really grinds my gears. Like, it's really not priority.
I really hope Sim has a daughter.
Just to piss off my mom.
I'm not saying who it's going to piss off. I'm just saying, I hope she has a daughter.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know, it's so frustrating because, like, you can't control what you have. Like, everyone's just pretty happy with what they get. Like,
yeah, but it's like,
yeah. Or there's like that school of thought of, oh, like, just have a son first, then you don't have to worry. Then you can have a daughter. Like, that's fine. It's like, again, why does that matter?
Remember in one of those episodes where I kind of went back on my word? I said that. Huh? I want daughters first and a son.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I don't care.
Yeah, and right? Then you said for the other way, yeah.
They're both equal.
Yeah.
But then that makes people think that they only kept going until they had a son.
Had a son, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which isn't true. So then, now I want a son first. So they can't say that.
Or just no sons.
No, I still want a son.
Okay.
So you want one of each. Okay. How many genders are there now?
So you want a son, daughter, and a they, them. You want one of each.
am I allowed to say that I don't want a they, them?
Yeah.
I don't want a they, them.
Yeah.
They, them have hard lives.
They do, and it's confusing.
I don't want my child to have a hard life.
Yeah. True. Oh, I was going to say something, and I don't remember.
This episode really picked up. It had a bit of a slow start. And by the time it comes out, we'll cut out the slow start.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say something about having, like, sons and daughters, but now I don't remember. I don't know.
I was told by a friend of mine a foolproof way of having sons every time.
How?
So his friend had or has three brothers.
Yeah.
And the friend's dad told my friend. And this is a white friend. Because a brown person, I doubt, would have this kind of conversation.
Okay.
So he said, my friend's dad said,
yeah,
I always shoot to the right, and I have three sons. Okay. I have never missed.
Okay.
So, apparently, that's a fool.
That's so stupid.
That's a foolproof way of having sons.
So idiotic. Oh, okay, it came back to me. The other thing I was going to say is, it's the other reason why, like, brown people always want to have sons because they, like, the son lives with them and then takes care of them when they're old. Is that the other thing?
That's one of the, yeah.
Yeah. That's stupid, though. Like, I don't agree with that thinking either.
It shouldn't apply here because...
Because if I had a son, I wouldn't be like, oh, you have to take care of me when I'm old and, like, change my diapers and shit. Like, I don't expect that of my child. Like, go live your life.
That comes with, like, a level of education and all that stuff.
Yeah. But also,
my dad told me that, you know, like, we can move out.
What are we still doing here?
Fucking broke?
We're not broke, okay?
We cannot afford a house in this...
Economy
at the present moment. Just waiting for the business to, you know, take off a bit.
Yeah.
And then we can buy whatever house you want to buy.
So you would be open to living without your parents?
When I was younger, yes.
Now?
As they get older, I wouldn't be, no.
Because you want to take care of them?
Yeah.
I see.
The older we get, the older they get.
Yeah, but the older they get, they're still taking care of you right now.
Blame the government, man. It's not my fault that everything is so expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, I don't want to live here. But we have to, because Justin says you can't buy a house because you can't afford a down payment at the moment.
Yeah. No, but then also your parents do stuff for you, so I feel like that's what you kind of want.
That's what parents do.
Like, your dad makes you breakfast, so I feel like that's, like, you know, stuff like that is why you don't want to live without them, because...
No, that didn't, that wasn't even the top 10 reasons on my, like, no? on my list, no.
Okay.
The fact that he makes me breakfast before work, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do that. 2 weeks ago, when I wasn't talking to him, who made my own breakfast? I did. Okay?
When he was giving you the silent treatment.
When he was giving me this, when we were giving each other the
sound. Oh, right. Okay.
I made my breakfast. But a parent helping their child, that's normal. I know that seems foreign to you.
I feel like that's weird. And then as you get older, it just gets weirder.
It's not.
You are raised differently.
Very differently. Apparently, I'm still being raised.
Yeah.
I'm capable of doing everything.
But no one gives you the opportunity. Everyone's just like...
What else do they do for me?
They, I don't know, like, you have Brontes on the weekend.
It's one day. It's one day of the week.
Yeah.
One day. What else?
I don't know. Other stuff.
It's nothing else. Nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Breakfast only happens because he's up before I am and it saves me time.
Yeah.
If it gets to a point where I'm not talking to him again... I'll get up 15 minutes earlier and make my own breakfast.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
I'm not as useless as...
I don't think you're useless. I just think your parents do a lot of things for you.
They don't do that much.
Okay.
That's because you have taken on their role now.
Shut up.
You so, do a lot of that stuff.
That's true. I'm doing your laundry, whereas your mom did your laundry.
That was more out of convenience for everybody. Just do one load.
Aren't you full of excuses?
There was a time when I used to do my own laundry.
Yeah.
And I stopped because it just didn't make sense.
Okay.
To run the machine twice when the three of them did their laundry together and I did a load by myself. It makes no sense.
Well, the three of them did it together?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I did my own.
How's that? Why would you do that?
No, so now why would you do that?
Yeah.
I was trying to be independent. But apparently now if I think about the finances and the bills and
yeah,
and have my mom do my laundry, it's so you're a baby.
Oh, you can also do laundry. You could do mine and your laundry.
Do I do the laundry when? Do you do the laundry on the days I'm home?
Sometimes.
I can't be in Chicago and fucking using.
You can do laundry on the weekend when you're home.
Just because I can doesn't mean I want to.
You think I want to? I'm just dying to do laundry.
Somebody has to. Somebody has to.
The inequality.
Sure, wrap it up or what?
Yeah, unless you have anything else.
I have nothing else to say.
Okay.
We'll do this again in 6 months.
Okay.
Next week, Roger comes back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a bad episode.
Kind of started off slow because we don't know how to talk to each other, apparently.
We do know
how. The pressure is on.
Yeah.
But they're not going to get that picture because
it's going to cut out. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.